This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Nazlee Latefi. Dr. Latefi is the co-founder and chief scientific officer of Applied Biological Laboratories. She's going to talk to us about her career journey, being a founder, advice for founders, and a little bit more. Dr. Latefi, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much, Scott, for having me on your show. I really enjoy your podcast. It's a very refreshing, break from the same old thing we hear in the media all the time. It's very original, and I really enjoy it. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I started Applied Biological Laboratories with my co-founder, who happens to also be my husband, about 4.5 years ago. And to take you back to the inception of this company, it actually started when I was finishing, the kernels of the idea started when I was finishing up my PhD at McGill University. I was studying molecular neuroscience, and my thesis work was focused on synaptic adhesion, so basically how the cells of the nervous system grow and eventually contact each other. So they grow as separate cells that eventually contact each other, and the contact happens because of molecules called adhesion molecules. Adhesion meaning, something that glues, together. And some of those same or very similar adhesion molecules are actually expressed in the respiratory system and are used as receptors or docking sites for viruses. And that's how the viruses get, entry into our body. So I had read a lot of this research just because, I needed to know a lot about these different adhesion molecules, and that really piqued my interest because, like everyone else, I'm affected by respiratory illnesses multiple times a year. And so I just, kept it in the back of my mind as a very interesting thing. And, I kept researching respiratory diseases and how they start and what the therapeutics are. And nothing really satisfied me. And, this just kept coming up as why isn't anyone really looking at it this way in terms of how the viruses actually enter the body and cause infection. So, fast forward a little bit, I ended up, finishing my PhD and going into the investment world because I, just wanted to learn about different types of things. I initially became an investment banking research analyst. And then, shortly after that, I moved into private equity, also, doing research on potential investments. And, the whole time, kept this idea going about potentially treating respiratory diseases in this novel way. And the business knowledge under my belt and a partner that wanted to go along the ride with me, who was very well versed in the business world, having himself spent many years in venture capital and private equity, and who also had an undergraduate degree in biochemistry. So, we kind of spoke the same language, reading thousands and thousands of patents and, formulating the business idea. Here we are with a company.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and then we'll go from there. First is, your husband, who's your partner and co-founder, graduate as a biochem undergraduate, and you ended up with a PhD in neuroscience, biochem, and molecular biology. What kind of dinner conversation does that make for? Because you're obviously much broader than that. You were in the investment world, private equity world, and so forth. But it seems like a complicated discussion at home, or is that just not the case? That's just reading bios?
No, that's just reading bios. I think, at home, we're just regular people. We actually tell corny jokes. That's really the dinner conversation. but at work, we try to really separate work from our home life.
Help me with what's the Applied Biological Laboratories? What's the business thesis? What is it that you sell? What do people buy from you? What's the business? Help me understand.
Sure. So our first product is sore throat. It's for sore throat, cold, and cough. and then that's actually going to be on the shelves imminently. Where it's at the distributors, and it's going to be placed on the shelves very soon. But overall, our business thesis is we are serving an unmet medical need, particularly in the respiratory disease space. Before COVID, you know, obviously right now because we're dealing with a pandemic, COVID-19, this is everybody realizes that there is a huge unmet medical need in the respiratory diseases. But we realized this even before COVID-19. Many of the therapies, even OTC drugs that are on the market, do not have significant scientific evidence behind them.
Do they need FDA approval? Do you need FDA approval? How does that work? As people, when you're actually in the inventing business and then you invent these things and then you try and distribute them and sell them and license them and so forth?
Yeah, so where our Applied Biological Laboratories is a research, development, and distribution. So we aim to, basically do everything from the research through to the distribution. And so, like I was saying about being an unmet medical need and, not a lot of scientific research to back what's on the market right now, we actually did a lot of scientific research and are still doing. We have an active, very active research laboratory based in Brooklyn. We partner with many different CROs and some universities. And we are actually starting up a clinical trial soon as well. So we are very, very, very research focused. And we're coming out with several groundbreaking papers also very shortly. We are aiming to really change the space and make it much more scientifically driven.
So when you think about it, you're really developing like a pharmaceutical company, and that's a grand effort to develop a pharmaceutical company. It's a magnificent thing. You and your husband really founding, and how do you do that? How do you even come up with the gumption to say, we can do this, this can be done? We're excited about it. Do you have to take an outside capital? How do you go about doing this?
I have no idea how to answer the question. I do not know why I was crazy enough to sign up for this, but it's really difficult. It's been really, really difficult. It's one of those things that's extremely difficult, but extremely exciting at the same time. You know, it's almost like having children. Like, one day you're like, why did I get myself into this? And then the next day you're like, the best thing that ever happened to me. So it's kind of like that. I mean, it's we saw a need, and once you see a need and you know that you can potentially solve it, it's very hard to hold yourself back, no matter how hard it might be.
I mean, truly magnificent.
But actually, to answer your question, it really happened in stages. So initially, when I found out about these adhesion molecules and the mechanism for infection and why this wasn't being addressed, I, had to ask myself, okay, well, why hasn't anyone picked up on this before? Why isn't anyone, and there was some research initially with the rhinovirus that had attempted to do this. But, there were other reasons. I think they don't make it public, but like manufacturing and certain other reasons why it didn't go forward. But we really made significant advancements in influenza, and we actually have some research related to COVID-19. Yeah, so it's basically all around this idea of how viruses, particularly respiratory viruses, gain entry in the first place into your respiratory system, and what your initial defenses are, and how you can boost those to help yourself fight.
So truly magnificent. I mean, you ended up really starting this 4.5 years ago, and who knew that the exact subject that you'd be focusing on would be completely the subject that overtook the whole world 4 or 5 years later? I mean, maybe you and your husband might have, but none of us would have anticipated that. It's really a magnificent thing. Talk for a moment, Dr. Lateffi, about your top three priorities right now. What are the top three priorities for you right now?
So top three priorities, I would say number one is to actually get our product out in the market and get people educated about it, because we really think that, you know, it's an important product and it's going to drive home the message that we're really a differentiator in the space. Goal two would be more widespread education about respiratory diseases in general. You know, it's good that now people are understanding about masks. You know, we just want to build on that, and because this is something that affects everyone all the time, that everyone should have a real clear understanding about it. And number three is just to build our company enough so that we can follow on with this and come out with other important products that we have in our pipeline.
Well, fantastic. Remarkable story. I mean, do you ever think there's names like Johnson & Johnson out there that you should change the name to Latefi and Latefi?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We've got time. We'll have to figure it out today. It's good. The last question I have for you is, you've been through this remarkable founder's journey. You found, like most founders, that it's not easy. It's a lot more work. People think capitalism, building a business is easy. If they think that, they haven't done it. Talk for a moment about what advice you would have for founders.
Yeah, so the thing that's most difficult is it's really fighting against yourself. I don't know if that sounds cliche. And one of the biggest pieces of advice I would say is that, you know, just because other people don't necessarily see things the way you do at this moment, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that you're not on the right path. It doesn't mean that you won't eventually be right at some point. You know what I mean? If you can convince yourself, then muster up the courage and move forward. And if you're not right, then so be it. You learn from it, and next time you will be. I think that's just to have good courage and move forward is my best piece of advice.
And I love that piece of advice. You know, it's so funny because you say it's cliche, but it's so not cliche. It's in doing hundreds and hundreds of podcasts, hundreds of interviews. I think you may be the first person that said one of the great wars is figuring yourself out and not fighting it yourself as you try and process something forward. And I think that is magnificent advice, particularly as you said it far better than I said it. So I think it's magnificent. Dr. Latefi, I want to thank you for joining us today. We wish you great success. It's a magnificent, audacious undertaking to really, for all practical purposes, start a pharmaceutical company, Applied Biological Laboratories. Magnificent. We wish you great luck. We hope it's a magnificent success. It sounds like you've made unbelievable progress. Thank you for joining us on the Beck Group Women's Leadership Podcast today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.